Hello. Thank you for tuning in to Hometown Canvas. I am your host, Bella Grace, and you're listening to WGXC Radio at Wavefirm. Today, I have a wonderful artist with us. Her name is Hay. We're going to talk about art today. She's got some beautiful kind of retro psychedelic type of art. Hi, Kay. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Alrighty. So I did want to start off because I wish that the viewers could see what I'm at right now.
Thank you so much.
So Kay makes beautiful, colorful art. So I'm noticing a lot of like kind of fungi looking stuff on here. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
I was recently in Brooklyn, actually, called Fungi 25. That was an incredible experience. Like, everybody did, like sculpture and painting, and some people were even growing live mushrooms. It was so freaking cool. It was a gorgeous experience. Everybody was so interesting and such wonderful person to talk to. But I actually ended up doing, like, figures of women with, like, mushrooms growing all over them, and that was, like, a lot of fun to do. So, intense experience. It was one of my first city shows.
Wow. How many shows have you?
I have one coming up this Saturday in Palenville. It's the Tiny Art Studio Tour. And I've done a couple throughout the years, but I took a break between, like, college and just, you know, work and such, getting all that done. But recently we're getting back into the fold of things over the past year.
Nice. And did you go to school for art?
I did. I'm at SUNY Purchase.
Nice. Clearly art school didn't ruin your art does with some people.
Thank you.
I hate to say that, but you know how it goes.
Oh, for sure. Honestly, the college experience is really, in my opinion, used for like experimenting with mediums. You're not really supposed to be making good art when you're in school. You're mm-hmm. supposed to be doing crazy nonsense and seeing what sticks to the wall when you throw it, you know?
Exactly. And your stuff has suck.
Thank you.
I'm looking at your mushroom piece right now with the lady. Beautiful colors on it. What kind of, like, other than the fact that it was fungi inspired, like, art show, what kind of, like, made you pick that, and what drew you to that?
Well, okay, so as a little kid, I was always really into fairies and just, like the cottage sort of aesthetic, so I've always had a little bit of an obsession with, like, mushrooms and crystals and stuff, and last year, I actually had, like, a really bad breakup, but before that happened, I hadn't been painting forever. Like, just taking a break from it, trying to get my fancy in order and do that kind of nonsense, of as we are. Mm-hmm. And really, just when the breakup happened, I was just trying to get out all of the nonsense of me, and mushrooms just seemed like a good way to alchemize, like, darks into light, because I think they're just, like, they come from darks, you know?
Yeah, I really like that analogy, darkness to light. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel like, with your art, do you find it to be an outlet for kind of those feelings you have?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I feel like there's a really, really weird duality between where I start with a piece negatively and just, like in my brain and trying to have to figure out how I actually feel, just because nobody teaches a class on an emotional intelligence, you know?
That's real. We need that.
No, absolutely. It should be a high school course.
Right.
You're all meant to say school. You're never too young to learn about how to identify emotions.
Exactly. And painting. I mean, painting's a real outlet for that.
I actually read an article the other day saying how painting or doing any kind of writing or even cooking is like a workout for your brain, and mm-hmm. how you just like the response that your brain has to being creative is such a mental and emotional workout. Like, I don't think there's anything better that you can do.
Right. And then you create beautiful things. So I don't really see how you could go wrong with that.
Or even atrocious things. They're just important, right. You know?
The ugly art. We need monstrosities out there.
Truly. Art is meant to make people feel things, right? Right. Yeah. If it's always positive and light, which my work ends up being, but you know, if you always end up with something beautiful and light, you don't see the full human experience.
Exactly, and I think it's really important. I'm looking at some of your other pieces. This dark piece right here, do you have a name for that one?
That one's called Rotten Revival, if I'm not mistaken. I did a bunch of edits after pushing it, so that is it completed.
So beautiful. I'll describe it for people that are out there right now. It is dark with like a woman's face, some natural kind of elements to it. Really beautiful colors. So I'm kind of seeing what you mean, like taking light out of the dark. What are the kind of like I see very swirls. What is your like thought process when you start doing that?
So the swirls are something that's kind of consistent in my work. A lot of it is wrapped around the idea that everything impacts everything. There's nothing that's entirely separate from anything else, whether that be art or science and journalism. They both launch off each other in such interesting ways, where something that completely does not have anything to do with the other, it always has an impact. So it's just something that I always like. It's a little nod to that.
I love that. And you can totally see that too, because I feel like your work has so much movement in it. And it kind of made me feel like I'm in the space with you while you're doing it almost. It translates very well.
Oh, thank you so
much. Of course. Is there one piece in specific, or is there a certain process in specific that you really like follow?
Honestly, I start with general chaos, like a color or two colors that mix and they turn into mud, but together, like side by side, mm-hmm. just crazy. And then I just keep layering and layering. And usually the piece pops out of what chaos I start with. Mm-hmm. And something that I tend to do that's a little funky is I'll really water down my acrylics and I'll just bake baking soda into it just to get a little bit of texture mm-hmm. and rise, just to see what kind of forms and stuff come out of it. So. Yeah, it's always fun getting into it.
Right? And the baking soda technique, I love that you brought that up, because I feel like it does enhance it. It almost makes it sandy sometimes, which yeah. It makes like that beautiful kind of like, people need to like love acrylics more.
No, absolutely. They acrylics do need some more love.
They do. Like everybody's like, oil paint. No, we need acrylic. We need acrylic
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. And I'm someone who's very like fast paced. I want to get as much done as in as short of a time mm-hmm. as possible. And an acrylic makes that happen, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'll work on like 5 to 7 pieces at once, just like in a rotating chair. Just, oh my God, this is dry. I'll work on this now.
Yes.
So excited. Keeping this going.
Do you tend to just stick with acrylics, or do you ever like branch off into other mediums?
I'll do ugly things in other mediums. Just by, you
okay,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. The ugly things.
Exactly. I really try to, I stick with acrylic because I love the vibrant color mm-hmm. and I love how transparent or opaque you can make it. Mm-hmm. And I love the texture that you can achieve. And that oil gets a little muddy for me. Mm-hmm. I think that that's a very complicated medium. And honestly, you just need the correct environment. Mm-hmm. Like the air quality need to be good. You need to have good vision. Yeah. And that's not something that I feel like having to pay attention to all the time.
No. Passing out in a room with oil paint really an artist dream, of course.
Especially because I paint in the same space that I sleep. Like, I don't really like dealing with toxic material.
Yeah, yeah.
It just makes it super cool to anybody.
Mm-hmm. That was actually my next question. Where is your favorite place to create? Do you ever branch out from, like, your living space?
I actually recently went on a family vacation. I got to paint on the beach a lot, mm-hmm. which was a really, really, really cool experience. And just being able to, like, pretend like I'm an old-school painter and just do it, like, realistically as possible. So that was, like, cool. But I really, really enjoy my space just because all my supplies are there. Mm-hmm. And I always have my family walking in and out and just being like, what are you doing? So I enjoy that aspect.
Right. And it kind of helps when they're like, what is that? And, like you're like maybe they'll see something about it that you don't see in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And recently, I've been thinking about after getting back from my stay away, I kind of really want to do like a series at the Avalon paintings.
Yeah.
Just because everybody wears such cool outfits and it's really cool mm-hmm. to interact with people. People will have that interact with painting involved. Because mm-hmm. a lot of my networking happens there. Just everybody who's already just.
Fun fact, guys. I actually met Kay at the Avalon Lounge once, and then she reached out to me on Facebook, and we didn't know for a second that we met at the Avalon Lounge. So she's absolutely correct. Everybody is at the Avalon Lounge.
Absolutely. It's a crazy place.
Yeah,
it's
and you so meet crazy cool. people.
Yeah. And they're always like awesome bands. And sometimes they're not the greatest. It's just so, so cool to be there and experience. I don't care what kind of work you do. Just experiencing it is like the most important part of the work itself.
Exactly.
Right? Like the conversations that it comes with. I genuinely do not care if it's bad or like I love the interactions and the connections that it forms. I don't care if someone tells me my artwork is bad. So at least like I'm getting a criticism and like people's authentic thoughts, because sometimes with good kindness you can't tell.
Exactly.
You know, and if someone's giving me like a really harsh criticism, then it's like okay, I know that you're real with me. You know?
And if they hate it, I mean, all press is good press, I guess.
That's true. Right? Like,
they'll tell their friends, hey, I saw this painting. I hate it. You should go check it out.
Exactly.
yeah, I think that's a great space to network, especially. Have you, like, in your travels, have you ever been inspired by another person that you've met? Like whether it be like their art or just them, their aura, and you're like, I need to go paint about this.
I don't think that there's a single person who I've met who hasn't done that to me.
Whether okay, it be real.
Right? Like, everybody is so interesting, even if it's not necessarily authentic. I just really love, like, I don't know, witnessing people do the peopling is really, really fun to me. And I love seeing how people, like, react based on context or just... It's odd. It's weird, and I love it.
Have you ever gotten a bad reaction from your paintings?
When I was in high school, I used to do very explicit paintings, and my grandmother didn't like them.
Okay,
so
no.
That's like that.
But. Yeah, I went through that phase too. Yeah. People don't receive it well sometimes.
No. I just appreciate human meaning. Like, of course. You know, like, I just don't think that anything is really off limits, especially when it comes to artwork, you know?
Yeah, because you can make really anything come out of my mind. So
exactly. With respect, right?
Yeah, like, with respect, of course. There's definitely a line we should not cross.
Absolutely. And I have an appreciation for satire, too. I think that's really, really well used. But
yes.
Oh, my goodness. So cool to see people react to things. And with my work, it's difficult because I really try to separate myself from the work. Like, I kind of try not to be present when people are listening. Like, I'll just, like, stand off in the background and be like, I'm just listening to your conversation, you know? Like, not if you were, but, like, just being present and, like, listening to, like,
authentic reaction.
Yes, exactly. Once people find out you're the artist, it's like, just trying to have any kind of conversation about whatever you're doing, you know?
Exactly. It's not authentic, and they're kind of just want to be heard.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Conversations go one way or another entirely. Mm-hmm. Like, it turns into, like, I don't even know how to describe it sometimes. It's just really, really weird.
Yeah.
People are trying to, like, get something out of you almost at this point. Like, oh, can you paint a portrait of my dog? And it's like, yes, but also I'm an artist. I'm trying to, like, survive and, like...
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of the people, I mean, you talked about how you, in high school, would do art. So I want to assume that you've been knowing you want to do it for a long time.
Oh, yeah. My dad was a musician and my mom's a painter. So I've met since I was a little girl. Right. 3 years old, I was painting, and I was like early middle school. It was like, yeah, no, it's easier
than yeah, for real. Okay. Did you have the classic art where everybody would be like, oh my God, draw me something.
All the time, relentlessly. And in high school, it kind of felt like I was the only person who was like a devoted artist, if that makes sense. Like everybody like kind of doodled or did things, but I was just relentless.
The artist.
Exactly. In third grade, I used to like play with stuff in my desk. My third grade teacher came over to me and was like, what on earth are you doing? And he dumped out my desk and it was thousands of tiny work cranes.
That's so cute.
Yeah, no, it's just been consistently always doing the art thing aside from anything else, not paying attention and just kind of been in my zone. Like,
right.
It's like my form of rebellion, you know, like, especially with everything going on. I don't ever really want to work for corporate again. I don't want to do anything that's like the man oriented. I really, really want to. Exactly. Like, chasing the artwork and chasing the passions and chasing your dreams is the big form of rebellion that you can enact with in this day and age, you know?
That's so real. So if anybody from my government can hear me right now, no, you can't. art is the way to go. Art is the way to go. Art frees the soul. I mean, and like, I'm not gonna lie, all of your, like, swirlies make me want to bust out of my daily life.
I really think that it's important to bust out of your daily life. Like, you gotta remember to do the human thing. Life isn't work and then you hang out on the porch after work and you do your thing and then you go to sleep and then you go to work again. That's not how we're supposed to function.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently saw a really good post, I think on Instagram, where someone said that I think it's really a shame that artwork turned into looking for a product instead of just a human behavior. And creation is just what we do. Like, it shouldn't be. I miss the days where, like some rich person would commission an artist and just let them live on their land and do their thing, because that's what they're meant to do. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a point where it's like, it's not for anything. It's just for pure existence sake, you know?
The more you describe it, it sounds a little fairy living out in the woods.
That is the goal.
Right? A fairy living out in the woods painting.
Yeah.
What a beautiful life. I know, it makes me sad to look at the art world, because I realize that people aren't like commissioning big projects from artists anymore. So it's harder for artists to push their work when they're kind of just selling piece by piece.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is very like for yourself in a way. It's not uplifting one another and to get as many artists space as possible and mm-hmm. to create like a space where artists truly become successful. It's trying to get success for yourself.
Yeah, it's like a competition almost.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's very hard for like artists to kind of like gather now. I feel like our community has done a good job in getting people together, but honestly, if we weren't in this community, what do you think you'd be doing?
No, absolutely. Like, Catskill and Hudson and the places around us have done a really, really good job of creating third spaces again and really trying to preserve what has already been here for a really long time. Recently, I heard that Greene County Council of the Arts is selling their location, which I think is really sad. They're trying to branch out into getting artists into spaces and being able to network with different spaces around here. And I think that's really, really good. Also, so a shame that this is in the building now.
Have you felt like you've been able to network with local artists?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, the biggest place to do my networking is the Avalon. I do the majority of my meeting people.
I love that.
Right, like going out and dancing. Like I think a really big, not issue per se, but a thing that artists have to deal with is like dealing with the isolation that is necessary to create, and the social aspect that is absolutely necessary to get out there. Mm-hmm. Being able to do that is really difficult. So I think that my little studio space, my bed and all my mics, and then the Avalon with all of its crazy colors and amazing and cool scene, it's just a perfect bounce for me.
Right, and the cool people there.
Like, great people.
Everybody's there. Going there to have a good time.
Absolutely.
I feel like it gets hard for our generation a lot of people don't like going out and dancing. They don't like creating those spaces nowadays, yeah. Which is odd, but like,
I think cringe culture has become like a real issue. I think that everybody's so terrified of being recorded into the next terrible viral video that nobody can show up authentically anymore. And honestly, I'm at a point where it's like, just let happen then.
Real.
You know, like, if that kind of thing could be me in Catskill, then I did something right.
Exactly. True. Right? True.
So I'll probably never see it. And if I do, then what did I do right?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. All press is good press.
All press is good press.
But yeah, I feel like you bring up some really great points, and I feel like we could podcast, honestly. I think we're doing really great right here, guys.
Yeah, no, for sure. This is a great conversation.
What do you think? I don't really want it to end. We have like... We have like 4 minutes, and I'm getting that out. Anyway. So your art is just insane. I don't know what to say about it other than it's insane. I'm gonna have you tell me to find you in a minute, but I'm going to instruct people that when you find Kay, she's got this great photo of Lemon Grab as the Mona Lisa. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So, Adventure Time was one of the big shows most of my time. I grew up watching Adventure Time. I'm really debating it. I'm getting a beat tattoo right
you
now.
Should.
I'm really thinking you about it.
You remind me of Fire Princess, but anyway.
Oh my god, that's such a sweet moment. I hope not that crazy, bro.
No.
We love
no,
her.
No, she's chill, guys. She's chill.
She chill. So yeah, Adventure Time was like a really thing growing up, and it was coming up on my sister's birthday, and she kept just making a joke about Lemon Grab, Mona Lisa, and just like the combination of beautiful old paintings with Adventure Time specifically. So, because I cannot keep a surprise to myself by any means necessary, I did that the night before her birthday. little word from.
There's absolutely no way because this Melissa is beautiful. Given what it's of, land grab. There's no way. There's that one day.
I had a ridiculous time painting that. I had to step away so many times.
And just it's laughing. Acrylic.
Acrylic, yeah.
Oh my god, incredible!
Thank you so much.
I don't know how you shaded with acrylic. That's incredible.
Thank you so much. My sister making jokes like, oh, I want a little lemon grab Melissa. And I was just like, well, you're about to get it. Because that's my bread and butter right there.
Right? I mean, the rest of your art is obviously so beautiful. You have this painting of a woman where the blue and the oranges really flow well together.
Thank you.
But I just love the juxtaposition of your like really beautiful art and then that chaotic Mona Lisa.
Right. I definitely need to do a series of those.
You definitely do. Like, I need to see Jake the dog as like him and his lady as the kiss.
Oh, that'd be so cute. There we go. I did a mural at Cats High School of The Persistence of Memory by Salvador Dali. Yep. And I was thinking Jake has all the melty clocks.
Yes, that would have been perfect.
This would be a really good one. Now pondering on future works.
Right? Yeah. Series coming soon. But... Yeah, I know. Your work is absolutely incredible, and we have definitely had a great conversation here today. I want it to keep going.
thank you so much for having me on. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you for doing this and coming. Where can people find your work?
People can find me at RTK on Instagram or at www.rtk.com. I just had a clothing release and a bunch of prints release, and you can buy originals and such. So there you can find me.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody wants a commission, I'm sure that Kay would be happy to do that because her shins are sick.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I'm going to spell it for all of you so that all of you can find her. It's ARTSY. _KAEE. So that's where you can find Kay. This is lovely. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. What a cool experience.
Absolutely. Podcast ending because this was great.
If you're serious, I'm down.
Guys, you might be a lot out of us in your future.
That would be cool.
Right? So I'm going to play us out with a lovely song by Empire of the Sun. The music tonight has reminded me of Kay's work. So, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Peace out. For the thrill of it, all along we are calling out.